This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. Complete Auto Body and Repair, located off of Highway 85 and Roberts Drive in Riverdale, Georgia. Specializing in exterior, interior detailing and repair, discount car rental, dent removal, bumper repair, glass replacement, auto detailing, and more. They even have their own towing services for your convenience. For free estimate and more information, call 770-907-9629. That's 770-907-9629. Complete auto body and repair. And this is Healing Power Hour with your host, Dr. Akilah. How y'all doing? I must warn you, this is being recorded late in the evening, so I'm going to be hype. I'm going to try to calm it down a little bit, though. Because usually, for those who've been keeping up with the recordings, I've been doing my telebroadcast in the morning, so I'm much mellow, and I have time to do my studio broadcasting in the evening, late evening, and I'm hyped. I'm wide awake around about that time, so I'm going to do my best to calm down on that. All right, so today we're going to talk about herbology, and I want you all to know that for legal reasons, I must say that before taking any herbs heard on this show, you must consult your physician or personal doctor. Got it? Good. Now that we got the legal stuff out of the way, let's get started. I decided to do a little broadcast on Herbology 101 because even though we have a herbal guide and a remedy guide on our website, I don't want people to think that that is the way to take approach some severe issues that you may be experiencing. So if you take those herbs suggested on my website or anyone else's website and they don't work, understand that there could be an underlying issue that is going on that only a naturopathic doctor or a master herbalist can address. So, please consult with one of us when you want to take care of your issues permanently, meaning you want to get rid of the root cause. I don't want people to use herbs like medications. I don't want you to use it like drugs. It's not supposed to be taken for the rest of your life, and it's not supposed to be taken to get rid of a symptom. It's supposed to be taken to alleviate a symptom while the root cause is being rectified, okay? So that's how we take care of herbs. So, first of all, I want to say that People may not realize this, but herbs can be powerful sources of medications. And herbs are often the point of origin for many medications currently on the market right now. So you have, as a matter of fact, like Viagra. Well, Viagra came from Yohimbe. And white oak bark, well, aspirin came from white oak bark. So, you know, there's a lot of herbs out there that are being used, and the medication has been dubbed from it for the synthetic reasons. So let me just tell you that herbs come in different forms. Herbs come in capsules. Herbs come in powder. Herbs come in liquid tinctures, and liquid tinctures are more of a concentrated liquid herbs, which I always suggest that if you take herbs in liquid tinctures, always place them underneath your tongue. So take the drops and place them underneath your tongue so it can bypass the digestive tract and get right into the circulatory system for faster assimilation. And then the other form of herbs is teas. So you got capsule, powder, liquid tinctures, and teas. Those are the forms of herbs. Now, I'm going to go over a list of basic herbs to always have on hand. Now, some of these things may not sound like herbs, but don't think that herbs are strictly plants. You know, herbalists, we consider herbs anything alive and edible. So fruit can be used as herbs. Flowers can be used as herbs. Barks off a tree can be used as herbs. Even some weeds can be used as herbs. You know how you, here's something that's very useful and people don't realize it. You know how you take corn and you peel the leaves off of corn, and there's this little silky stuff in between the leaves and actually the ear of the corn? Well, that's called corn silk. And corn silk is considered an herb. And I was, this is, right now I'm talking to you in the month of April. And 2 months ago in the month of February, I was paid to come out for an emergency visit on location at hospital that was located in, that's located in Henry County. And it was for a person who was 2 days away from having his kidney stones removed. They were very painful. He had three, and he just didn't want to go through the laser procedure, and he wanted my help in getting those kidney stones out. And one of the main herbs I used was corn silk. So when I found out what was going on with him, I made a tea tincture, and an herbal tea and herbal tincture, and gave it to him all day that day. And the next day, he passed one of the stones, and then later on in the afternoon, he passed the other two. They did an X-ray right before the surgery. They didn't do an X-ray. They did an ultrasound. They did an ultrasound and saw that the kidney stones were gone, and they released him that day. So herbs can be mainly anything alive, so don't think that herbs are only plants, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you certain herbs you should always keep around the house. Always keep around the house, and I'm going to tell you why and the benefits of it. The first herb, which is also considered a source of food, is garlic. Everyone should have garlic in their house. Garlic is considered an herbal wonder drug for many centuries. It has been used to help naturally cure common colds as well as the flu. Raw garlic is used by some to treat symptoms of acne, and I've also known it to help with people who are developing warts on their hands, okay? Their hands or the feet, you know, garlic will, now this is applied externally, of course, the garlic will help dissolve that. Garlic is also excellent with lowering cholesterol as well as blood pressure. And it's also good to have as a natural mosquito repellent. That is true. Let me tell you a quick story about garlic and mosquito repellent being used as a mosquito repellent. I was going on a boat with someone who was fishing, and this was in an area that has mosquitoes everywhere. He wanted to use Off, this the thing that the mosquito repellent called Off. I didn't want to use it, not because of the chemicals or anything, but you had to use a lot of it for where we were going. So instead of using this spray Off, the mosquito repellent Off, I decided to eat 4 cloves of garlic. Ooh, we are stinking. I was reeking of garlic. And I was smelling bad. But you know what? Not one mosquito touched me. And believe it or not, even though he had on more of the mosquito repellent of Off all over him, he got bit so many times that we had to end the boat fishing expedition early and go back to shore and call it a day. But his truck was smelling like garlic for several days because, hey, not only was I getting my natural antibiotics, but I was making sure I wasn't getting bit by any mosquitoes. So garlic is good, but if you don't want to smell like it. Now, of course, I'm not saying you should use that for picnics, but it was way out in the water, so he and I was only out there, so I didn't care if I smelled like garlic to him. So, but if I was going around public, if I was going around in the public and meeting other people, of course I wouldn't do that. But anyway, yeah, garlic is good for that. The second herb you should keep around the house is cayenne. Oh my gosh, I always have cayenne in the house for one reason and one reason only. When I cut myself, I am not a good cook. And when I do attempt to cook and it requires that I cut particular vegetables, yeah, I do stupid stuff like, you know, put an onion in my hand and then take the knife and then cut the onion while it's in my hand. It takes twice for me to cut myself to realize that I should do that on a cutting board. See, I told you I'm not much of a cook. And common sense just go all down the drain when I get in the kitchen when it comes to cutting. But on many occasions, I have cut myself with a sharp knife cooking. And the cut will be deep. And do you know what the first thing I do? I reach for the cayenne, and then I run to the sink and, you know, wash it out with cold water. And what I'll do is take the cayenne and I'll pack the wound with the cayenne and take something to wrap it real tightly to keep that in and to keep the bleeding under control. Now, of course, this will burn, but all I have to do is deal with it for just 3 minutes, then two things happen. The bleeding stops, and then all of a sudden you begin to have the wound is beginning to heal. And when I'll say about keep dressing it with cayenne for 3 days, I think the wound will start healing. And the big thing about that is when you treat a open wound with cayenne, it doesn't leave any kind of scar or mark when it's finished healing. So when the scab forms on the outside of it, just leave it alone, and when it heals up completely, I'll say a month, definitely no later than 2 months, it will look like there was nothing there, that you never cut yourself. So cayenne is always always in my house for that particular reason alone. But you should always have cayenne, and you should put it in your food because it's a good source of vitamin C. It also helps with weight loss, arthritis, digestive health, pain relief, especially after you had surgical procedures. It's very good to help with that when you deal, especially when you have hernia repair, a mastectomy, or any other cancer surgery. It's cayenne is very good to heal with that, and you just take that internally. Actually, that's another thing about cayenne. Cayenne stops internal bleeding. I was in a very, very bad car accident back in 2001. It was really bad. It was my fault. It involved me and a big oak tree. So it didn't have anybody else involved in it. It was my little, I had a nice little Honda Prelude, and I was eating and driving, and I think I was eating a veggie gyro or something, and it was so good, and I wanted to add some sauce to it, and looked over too long, and I noticed that a car in front of me had stopped abruptly, and to prevent from hitting him, I swerved the car to the side, hoping I was getting to the median, but I just didn't see that big fat oak tree there, and I went head on into it. Suffered a lot of facial injuries, and my lungs were greatly bruised. I had internal bleeding in my lungs, and I just had the doctors remove all the glass out of my face and bandage myself up, because they're very good with, you know, fixing you up and looking at you like your old self again. But when it came to the internal bleeding, I didn't want their medication. Instead, I used cayenne for 2 weeks, and I had no problems. Obviously, I had no problems. I'm still here talking to you. So it did cure the internal bleeding, so I didn't need it anymore. So cayenne is also good to, cayenne is also good to stop strokes and heart attacks instantly. So do not think that it's dealing with aspirin. Cayenne, if you're having a stroke or you feel like you're having a stroke or you feel like you're having a heart attack, go get some cayenne powder and place it underneath your tongue. It will stop it immediately. I've had in my whole entire naturopathic career, only on two occasions where someone had a heart attack near me, and I was able to give them cayenne and stop it. It really works, and it really stops heart attacks. I'm not joking. All naturopathic doctors know this. Cayenne pepper is what you should have. If somebody has high blood pressure or some type of heart problems, keep cayenne. It will save their lives, provided that they don't change their lifestyle and, you know, get back right. Parsley is also good to have in the house. It's good to build up iron in the blood, so it helps prevent anemia. It's also good for bad breath, so if you were to eat a whole bunch of garlic, take a whole bunch of parsley right afterwards. Chlorophyll would also help with bad breath as well. Parsley is also a blood purifier. It's good for diarrhea. Parsley is also good for digestion. So if you're having digestive problems, especially when you're trying to digest proteins and fat, parsley is good to help the enzymes connect to the protein, the foods that's high in protein, high in fat, to be assimilated in the colon or the intestines, so you can absorb your nutrients and eliminate the waste later. Parsley is also a good diuretic. It dissolves cholesterol within the veins. Parsley helps treat ringing in the ear, and it also is good for ear infections. Parsley is, since it has diuretic effects, it's good for edema, fatigue, gallstones. That's another thing that helps with gallstones, not kidney stones, but gallstones in your gallbladder. It's a glandular support, so it supports the liver, spleen, kidneys, and adrenal glands. excellent for gout. If you know someone with gout, parsley will help alleviate that pain and swelling associated with gout. And it is good for balancing the hormones, especially with women who are abundant with estrogen. It's an immune booster. It's good for jaundice. Excellent for the kidneys, liver congestion, menstrual irregularity, night blindness. Oh, it's really good for night blindness. I had temporary night blindness when I was in Germany. And I couldn't understand how come I couldn't see some things where it was mild night. And I should be able to see better than that. And I realized that I'm suffering from night blindness. And I went and started to eat raw parsley. Just right off the, you know, there was a garden out back when we had some parsley back there. And I took a good stalk of it and just started chewing on it. It's pretty good. It's not bad. And about, you know, the next day, my night blindness was cured. So that was good. Parsley is also good for stomach problems. And it strengthens loose teeth. And the only reason people have loose teeth is because they have a vitamin C deficiency. So when you have a vitamin C deficiency, your gums get a little spongy. And it's easy for spongy gums to have loose teeth. So remember, if you have loose teeth, you can do parsley or just take a high dose of vitamin C. The next herb I want to talk about that you should have in the house is ginger. Ginger helps dissolve diseases of the lung and the digestive system. If you have any digestive disorder, ginger will be your best friend. I personally take ginger for morning sickness or if I'm about to get on the ship, but I've been on so many cruises I don't need ginger anymore. But ginger is good for animals before they have, if they have car sickness. So if you have a animal that you're taking to a vet or you're putting in the car and they suffer from car sickness, this will stop it. It also helps with people who are having car sickness too. So if you have motion sickness or car sickness, or you've got to get on a cruise, or you're going to get on a plane, and you know that you're going to get a little nauseated, then ginger will help you big time. All you have to do is take two capsules 20 minutes before you get on the plane, before you get on the airplane, or you get on the get in the car. Once you get on a cruise ship, take it as soon as you get on the cruise ship, because it's going to take about 20, 30 minutes before the cruise sail away. So you can just take that. And if you're pregnant, it's safe to take ginger for morning sickness. It's very good. Honey is something else you should have around the house. Not for anything to take internally, because honey is twice as sweet as sugar. So it has a high glycemic load. It's a high glycemic load of food. So it has a high glycemic food count. And you should, anybody who is diabetic or have candida, which is yeast, you know, or hypoglycemia, you should avoid the use of honey or any type of sweeteners except for stevia. Stevia is very delicious and is very good for anyone who is diabetic or have yeast in their system or hypoglycemics. You know, those people can take stevia. But honey is just good for the face. It's one of those beauty secrets that is used to remove any acne, but it's also helpful with easing wrinkles. It's proven this. Now, honey will soften the skin. And if you have crow's feet in the corner of your eyes, or you're starting to have laugh lines, you're starting to have lines on your forehead, honey will take care of that. Also, changing your lifestyle with your dieting and your eating and your water intake will take care of that too. But hey, I have seen this work with clients with honey, using it as a face cream. It's very therapeutic for any type of beauty cosmetic aids for your face. The next one is chamomile. You can use chamomile tea for the nerves, to calm the nerves down, and also for menstrual cramps. The tea is also useful for babies and small children with colds and stomach trouble. And so it's really mild, and it will not have any side effects for the youth. So also, it's also used to calm the body and inducing sleep for people who are suffering from insomnia. So chamomile, especially in tea form, is good. You want to also know that as a good tea is catnip. Now, catnip is something I love to give to babies and children. Catnip is a good herbal remedy for colds, flus, fevers, upset stomachs in children, okay? So, and babies. So, catnip I use for that. Another plant, as well as another herb to have around the house, is an aloe vera plant. Everybody should have an aloe vera plant in their house. We all know that it's good for burns, but did you also know that aloe vera is good for skin rashes? And if you are a woman who's nursing and you have chafed nipples from breastfeeding, this will heal that affected area immediately, and it's safe for the baby. So if you place that on your nipple and there's still a little bit left and the baby tastes it, would not affect the baby at all, okay? Aloe vera is also, you can use aloe vera juice to help with the bowels, especially if you have impacted bowels. So this is really good to use. And aloe vera, just like honey, is good for the skin, especially the face. Cleopatra used aloe vera to keep her skin looking soft and, of course, young. So aloe vera gel is another beauty secret, but it has great internal as well as external benefits. And apples, now no, remember I said herbs can come in any form. Apples are good for, you should always eat an apple. When they say eat an apple, apple a day keeps the doctor away. You know why? Because apples is good for the colon. It's good to treat constipation. It lowers cholesterol. It's very, very, very high in fiber, and it treats heart disease. Okay, apples are something you should always eat. If you're using any kind of juicer, juicing apples, your body will love you for it. My favorite herb to keep in the kitchen is cinnamon. Oh my gosh, see, I've always been a fan of cinnamon before the mass media got a hold of it and realized it's good for people who are overweight. But cinnamon is high in antioxidants, and it has very strong antibacteria and antifungal properties. It's high in fiber, iron, and calcium, magnesium, manganese, and it's a good remedy for reducing blood sugar levels and treating type 2 diabetics. So if you have type 2 diabetes, cinnamon is your best friend. It's also good for lowering cholesterol. It's good for digestion, treating diarrhea. It's also good for arthritis pain, boosting memory, treating toothaches, also eliminating bad breath. It's going to come number two after parsley. Nothing cures bad breath like parsley and chlorophyll. So cinnamon will take the back seat to that. And it's also good for headaches and migraine pain, okay? So cinnamon is very, very, very good for you. You're going to love it. It's going to taste good. And, how can I forget the number one use of cinnamon for most people is it helps with speeding up the metabolism. I love putting cinnamon in my oatmeal. I love putting cinnamon in my stone ground whole wheat pancakes. Cinnamon is just a bomb. It's just a bomb. So anyway, Oh my goodness, I'm just looking at the time. Okay, time is up for me. I don't want to go over. So I'm going to, I'm going to conclude this segment on Herbology 101 and give you all an understanding that it's good, the herbs that I mentioned are good herbs to have around the house, but if you're suffering from lupus or you fibroids or high blood pressure, edema, diabetes, gout, it's good to just go see a naturopathic doctor. Go see a naturopathic doctor to find out what's really wrong with you. You go out and you read these things on the internet, you spend your money on purchasing them, and then purchasing the herbs you read that was good for this, and next thing you know, you have a cabinet full of herbs, and you spent over $100 on herbs that didn't really work because they didn't take care of the root cause, and when you could have just spent less than that seeing a naturopath. So please be wise and just see your naturopath in your area or call me, 770-603-0141. Once again, 770-603-0141. All right, this is Dr. Keela, and I would like to say that please support our sponsor. Our sponsor for this recording is Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. Samaya. Actually, Samaya is my natural hair care loctician. She is awesome. You can give her a call. She does locks and twists. If you are interested in getting your hair done naturally, any style, any way, any creation, she will do it. She will hook you up. She's very good. I highly recommend her. Her phone number is 404-226-5429. Once again, it's 404-226-5429. Samaya is the name, and the business is called Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to go, and I would like to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our studio broadcast. This is Dr. Keela. Please check out our website, healingpowerhour.com, for more health tips, herbal advice, and also regimens. Take care, and I wish upon you peace, love, and most of all, prosperity. You guys be good, okay? Take care.
Oh no.